Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Ignite. I can't even say my name right. Enigmatic Wave Radio. Today is September 14th, and it is Saturday. I have decided to do radio every Saturday at 7 o'clock, so you can definitely catch my show every Saturday at 7 o'clock. Today's topic is letting go of the past, period. We're going to do this show a little different. I don't know if anyone that's on the air today was on the air last week. I did radio, and I actually had someone call that's incarcerated, and they actually had some other individuals kind of chime in on the show because last week the show, I actually had to do like the first part of the show kind of by myself, but that was cool. I wasn't prepared for that. But from here on out, I will be prepared to do it by myself if I have to. But like I say, today might be a little different because I do have some people that's going to be calling in that's incarcerated. So just kind of be patient with me with that part. So almost dropped my phone. Again, today's topic is going to be letting go of the past, period. There's several ways we can kind of, you know, say how we can get, you know, get over our past, but we're going to kind of get some feedback and have some different individuals chime in for that. I'm, like I said, a couple of inmates are going to call, so I want you guys to be prepared for that. A few disclaimers, just kind of relax, enjoy the show, grab your water, your tea, your adult beverage, whatever you drink, coffee, energy drink, whatever it is you want to drink, wine, get you some wine, just kind of chill out, burn you a candle, burn you some incense, just kind of enjoy the conversation. If you're logged on and you chime in over the phone, just kind of turn your radio down because there's always going to be some interference when you're kind of listening online and calling in. So if you're calling in and you want to kind of hear yourself through your computer, turn the phone down or turn your volume down on your computer because you're definitely going to hear some interference, and we will too. Also, as far as adult language, I can't really control what everybody say. I haven't really had an issue with anybody just being totally rude or anything, but we just want to kind of be respectful to everybody, definitely be respectful to everybody. Sometimes we can have individuals that's very opinionated, so that's cool because sometimes I have my opinion and folks don't agree with me. Sometimes I don't always agree with others, but the main focus is to always be respectful. We do have some upcoming shows. My goal going into 2020 is to have a different topic every single Saturday. So starting today, it's going to be fresh new topics. And for the next 25 Saturdays, I actually have my shows already scheduled. You can definitely follow us on Instagram, on Enigmatic Wave Radio, also on Facebook to kind of stay up to date to the upcoming shows. I try to kind of put the shows out a week in advance, but now since I have them already posted, I can tell you what the next show is going to be at the end of the show. So you can be prepared if you want to kind of be a special guest or anything like that. You could just kind of call in. I mean, you could email me or log on to one of my social media pages and let me know that you want to kind of, you know, guest host. I'm always looking for a guest host. I'm not looking for a permanent co-host. I like doing radio alone. Plus, I know people always have things to do, so I don't want it to come a time where it's like, okay, where's my guest? Like last week, I just got to put this out there. I actually had a backup. And all my backups didn't show. So, hence the reason why I just prefer to do radio by myself. But with that being said, again, if you want to be a guest host, just reach out to me and let me know. And also, if you have a new topic and if we haven't covered it already, definitely let me know. Now, if I've covered it when I used to do radio a couple of years ago, that's fine. But we're looking for fresh new topics. So just give me one second real quick. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Oh, what happened? Give me 1 second, guys. That was interesting. I don't know why that happened like that. Oh, there it goes. Hello? Can you hear me? You might have to call me back because I don't know if you can hear me. I can't hear you at all. So try to call me back real quick.
OMG. Okay, pardon me, guys. I just had some serious phone technical difficulties. I can't even blame it on the studio today. I tried to connect my people, but I don't know what's going on. I tried to bring them in, but it wouldn't let me. I'm going to try it again. But again, I see I have some new callers. Welcome to my show. Welcome to Enigmatic Wave Radio 216. Thank you for representing in the building. Again, today's show is letting go of the past period. I gave a few disclaimers already. I don't really want to repeat that all over again. But any event that you want to speak, please hit your number one. On your keypad, hit your number one on your keypad. Don't text to me because I will. I will know. I think that's my co-host 224 out there. That's you. Text my phone 224. That's you. I can't remember what your phone number is. And let me know if that's you so we can get started. Again, the topic is letting go of the past period. I think that's you, Ty. That's you. Let me know. Hit your number one, your keypad, and I'll bring you in. I just had Greg call in, but okay, that's you. Okay, so give me a second. I just had Greg call in. I don't know what happened to his I got you. I'm about to bring you in. I don't know what happened to his phone. Hold on a second. Okay, no, it's not. Let me do it.
Hold on, guys. Just be patient.
Okay, it don't look like that's going to happen today. Hold on a second. I'm going to try to see if I can get him to call in on my other number. Hey, what's going on, Ty? How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I'm having technical difficulties. I'm trying to bring Greg in on a call, but for some reason my phone won't let me merge him in like normal, so I was able to do it the last show. I'm going to try to get him to call on my other phone, though. I could probably bring him in on that way. But, yeah. Hold on 1 second. I don't want to do that because that's going to mess it up. Ah, don't even know how to do this. But anyway, let's just get started because I got some callers already, some listeners already. And I don't want to kind of keep them delayed. But today's topic, I don't think I gave you today's topic, but today's topic is letting go of the past, period. And what I want to do is kind of talk about dealing with our past. And it don't have to necessarily, though my show is relationship-based, it doesn't have to really
be dealing with a relationship.
Yeah, no, it can be like anything, dealing with something family related, dealing with something business related, but it always kind of falls back on relationship based, you know what I'm saying? So I want to kind of talk about, you might be calling on my other phone. I want to kind of talk about that and get your thoughts on that. So did you have anybody with you, or it's just going to be you and I chopping it up today?
Yeah, it's just me. Ain't nobody with me today.
Cool. Okay. That's cool. So just if you want to kind of, you know, introduce yourself or whatnot and let the listeners know, because we do have some callers on. Definitely 216 is in the building. I don't have anyone outside of 216. So we do have our area in the building today. So kind of introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are, what you do, blah, 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 and then we can kind of get in on the dialogue.
My name is Tyrone Height. I'm a barber. I'm a barber instructor. I'm a hair distributor. I do a little retail. Mm-hmm. And I'm a single dad.
That's what's up. Okay, so go ahead and kind of give me your thoughts on letting go of the past.
My thoughts, I guess I'd say, I'm going to just go with the relationship first.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to, well, I know for a fact you got to just, you just got to let it go. You know, because if you don't, it's going to carry into any new endeavor that you have, you know. You got to give everybody a new slate, you know what I'm saying? I know it's hard, you know, I'm sure I'll be guilty of it being hard myself, but, I mean, you have to, you know. Everybody's going to be different. Sure, we all have been through a lot of stuff. I mean, even if it's in the work world or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be, you do have to let it go, and you got to let it go for yourself, not necessarily for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But those are my thoughts.
Absolutely. And I want to just kind of chime in on that because it's definitely easier said than done to let it go.
Definitely.
Everybody can't let it go because you know what they normally do, especially like dealing with relationships. Like you say, if they don't let it go, they're just going to take it into the next relationship. But not letting it go, they're just going to do another relationship, period. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a hard thing to do. You know, you just got to really be aware of it and do the best that you can, because I know it's hard to let it go because, of course, you don't want what happened to happen again, whatever that may be, you know.
Right.
I get that.
My thoughts on it is pretty much like everybody deal with it different. And I think it's just from individual to individual. I would say this, and just like I say with most relationship-based conversations, I always use all this with me before, how I always say men deal with it different than women. You know what
definitely.
I'm saying? So,
yeah, definitely.
So, it's like, it's not just person to person.
but it's male to female. Men, I won't say all men. I'm not going to say that. But most men, they don't feel it. They just basically just bounce to another relationship. Women, on the other hand, some of them, now, don't get me wrong, but some women don't know how to deal with it either. And they bounce from relationship to relationship. Hold on, Ty. I'm going to try to grab this one more time. Hold on.
Okay.
You there, Greg?
Gee.
Oh, no.
What is this,
Greg,
saying? Conference?
Yeah, no, it won't connect them. Now, I had them on my last show. I was able to bring them in. So I don't know if this is something that Richmond probably started doing. Like, you can't merge the call. Because I just didn't. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He actually on my other line still, so I don't want to hang it up.
When
I hit merge call, it's supposed to say conference. Like right now, it says multiple calls, but I don't I don't have the swipe on the merge. Nope, it don't. It's like it's gone now.
You don't even have the option to merge.
Nope, it switched up. I don't know why it's doing that today. But I've been doing it. It's like a three-way call, basically. You just adding a person in. But it's dead ass us because we got a lineup. We had a couple people that wanted to kind of chime in. But I thought his people was going to call, too. 440, I see you, 440. Thank you for representing today. I'm not sure if I do have, but I do have a couple 216s. If any of the 216s or any of the significant others of the inmates that were calling in today, get your number one so I can bring you in so we can get them guys in. Because I may not be able to meet Greg in today, Ty. Yeah, but we'll just keep it rolling.
We had some action going on the wrestling side.
Yeah. They did real good. Actually, my last show, like I said, I had did the whole first show by myself. I didn't tell you about the show, but the show was crazy. But nobody chimed in, like nobody. I don't know what that was about. But Greg ended up calling about 8 o'clock, and then he had a couple guys kind of get their feedback or whatever, so that kind of saved the show and whatnot. But I don't know what happened. But we just gonna keep it rolling. That sucked because this guy was ready. But we'll figure it out. I know, right? So yeah, so get back to the topic at hand.
I wonder if he could call my phone and try and see if I can merge him.
I can't even switch him over. It won't even give me a swipe. I'll try it again and see call. But I don't want to hang it up. He's going to knock me back out the studio again and keep knocking me out. But if he calls back, I'm going to have him call you. Because watching him a message, he's not going to get it in time anyway. Yeah. Dang, that's a... But, yeah, anyway, if anybody is logged in on the website, the number is 323-870-4038. 323-870-4038. If you want to join in on the conversation, please do so. And once you come in, hit your number one. I'm not going to just think you want to speak. So just hit your number one on your phone, and that'll bring me, that'll notify me that you have something to say. But I'm saying that because we have folks that listen. We got quite a bit of people logging in today, past, so they just want to hear us chop it up for the most part. So, you know, like I said before, I love to hear the men view on things, and I definitely want to hear the female view on things. But let's kind of because I wanted to actually do an exercise too at the end of the show to kind of help people to kind of get over whatever they need to get over. So we kind of talked about relationships, but you know, we have people that deal with things that deep in their past, like their childhood or not necessarily childhood, it can be their adulthood too. You know, I had just recently, I'm not going to put all my business out there, but I had just recently was talking to an old friend of mine that I knew when I was like 15. And it's like ever since I've been talking to him, I've been thinking about a lot of things that I kind of went through that I must bear. You know what I'm saying? And I know when people try to get over their past, the first thing they do is try to forget about it. Or subconsciously, they might just bury you, not even knowing they bury you. You know what I'm saying? But I realized talking to him that I haven't got over that stuff. I won't say I haven't got over it. I would say I haven't dealt with it. There you go. I haven't dealt with my father. I haven't dealt with my father. You know what I'm saying? But I think everybody needs an outlet to get over things. And like I say, it don't always have to be a relationship, because it's not always relationship based when dealing with whatever. I'm about to try to tell him to call your phone. Hold on 1 second. Okay, yeah, he probably tried to call your phone, Kyle. And then try to go from there. But, we need to kind of, like, when we dealing with individuals, I think everybody needs that one person that they can talk to. Like, just on the daughter with the truth. You know what I'm saying? Not giving it all, because you never should give a person everything. Say something healthy for yourself. But I think when you're trying to deal with something that's holding you back from moving forward, like letting go of the past, I definitely think you should have that person or have something you can do. You know what I'm saying? It's writing. It's something that you're passionate about. Don't hold it. You feel what I'm saying? And I've learned that from dealing with different situations in my life. Like holding in is not going to help you let go. Me, I'm an emotional person, so that there in itself prevents me from letting go. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's different dynamics when we're trying to deal with, you know, letting go of the past and different outlets. What's your thoughts on that, Tom?
What? I didn't even really hear you.
That's okay.
No,
I
don't. No, seriously. What you say again?
No, I was just pretty much saying how, you know, everybody needs somebody or something to help them deal with different things. You know what I'm saying? And I was just asking you what your thoughts on that. Yeah. Just give me your thoughts on that.
I agree with you on that. Like, you know, we need.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm more of an introverted person, but I mean, you know, we all got that friend or relative or what have you that, you know, just listen. Like, I think I'm a good listener myself. Like, I think I'm that for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Even like my son, he'd have been through therapy. I had custody of him. While I had custody of him, and, you know, like, even his therapist, they say, like, man, you might should look this up. Like I like to listen. I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's how you learn, by listening. Or than just talking. But, like, yeah, we all got that friend or relative, an know, and then even in my field in barbering, you know, sometimes, I mean, you just got to have a feel for it. Like, sometimes they want to just talk. They don't even, sometimes people don't even want no feedback. They just want you to listen.
Vent. Yeah. And I think with the barbershop part, so I think with the barbershop, that's a good outlet for guys, because if you think about it, that's the reputation a barbershop has. They just sit up, and it's not necessarily gossip. It's just
I tell you, them guys come in there and they tell stuff they won't even tell their wives and stuff, you know.
Yeah,
it's personal.
That's what
it
I'm
is.
Saying.
Like, you know,
yeah.
Them secrets is personal in there. It's something else, though. It's something about that barbershop, I'm telling you. I see LeBron even got a show
place.
Like this. Yeah.
It's a man's place, and I think. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's real issues.
No, I was talking. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, when it comes to the barbershop, that's where guys can go and kind of just be free. There's. You very seldom, unless they have a son there getting their hair cut, you might see a female there, but for the most part, it's not a female set. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now you might go into a shop and see a female there, but
yeah,
for the most part,
I got a loft set, yep, so it's like more personal. So I do have females that come in there, but like, it'd be funny, you know, when they do come, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like,
right.
Or either
right.
I'd be like, no, you know, like, no, not today. This ain't not this one right here. Like, we ain't about to go there with that. Or I know when it's going to be lit. Like, oh, yeah, come on. Like, she going to go in on you. like she going to go in on you. She ain't about to play with you.
But you want to know something interesting, though? I was just thinking about it when I was like, probably when I was probably in my 20s or maybe my early 30s, I wanted a barbershop because, like I say, I'm always interested in knowing a man's thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So I probably wasn't going to be the one cutting the hair. I was definitely going to be the one running it, right?
Right.
Kinda, you know what I'm saying? Be in the midst, like, oh, okay, not so much trying to figure a man out. Like, you know, like the movie What a Man Want or whatever. But I just kind of like, I say I'm very intrigued with the man's mind. But I want to kind of back up a little bit, because you mentioned about, I think you were saying your son had went to go, you know, seek counseling for, you know, whatever reason. And I was wondering, like, when it comes to counseling, this is my thought. And I think it's like, because we're stereotyped as, okay, if we're on medication or if we're dealing with some type of issue as black individuals or brown individuals, that's an issue. You know what I'm saying? And I think that prevents a lot of people from really, I won't say seeking the necessary help. Sometimes it do help to have an unbiased person or a person who
doesn't know, like
a licensed physician.
That's the whole concept of it. That's what people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, not that I can't articulate with my son or reach him or something like that, but they tend to open up to somebody that don't got nothing to do with it. You know, like, don't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, like, as opposed to talking to his mom or talking to me or talking to his grandparents. Like, they want to, you know, they kind of, you know, you'll get a, you know, even if him talking to me, you know, they kind of concerned about our feelings on certain things, you know, like, so that you're not going to get all of it, because they kind of care how, you know, they don't want you to feel no type of way. Like, he don't really want to say a certain thing, like in certain situations, like, it might be like, well, a child didn't want to go stay with his dad. Or he want to go stay with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he not going to really spew that out if he feel like it's going to hurt her feelings or hurt his feelings. So, I understand the concept of counseling. I do.
I could definitely read that. Yeah, part. So, I could definitely read that, because I know I've been told a couple times that I've seen a lot of people doing certain things, but I've kind of experienced in my life. But like I said, it's not so much a stereotype. I just think I don't need to get anybody. But what they say is, it's always, like you just mentioned, it's always good to kind of have that
person that they'll probably never see again. Yes, and then a lot of that comes from being judged. People don't like me, I don't like to be judged. So I think that's why I keep a lot of things in that I probably should express, you know what I'm saying? But that's a huge thing too, especially with children. Yeah, you got to be careful with young people because they're still very influential, you know what I'm saying? So it's easy for them to be like, no, opposed to an adult, you know what I'm saying? But me, I still kind of feel like a child. Like, I don't want to be judged. I don't want a person to, though people say, well, you shouldn't care what a person say or think about you. Yeah, absolutely. But some individuals still have an issue with being judged, and that's why they don't really kind of, you know, open up about certain things or whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of cool. Go ahead.
And then they end up dealing with it, you know, they sell. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that'd be a lie,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a lie.
But I think when you're dealing with the past, though, me, I try to embrace my past because that's who I am, you know what I'm saying, good or bad. And I actually encourage others to do the same, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a good
right,
thing to
you
do.
Know,
that's
definitely,
a good thing to
definitely.
Do.
Like,
especially
I'm
if
not,
you,
I don't,
if you learn from your past, if you know that ultimately, especially, you know, the successful people today. Like, I mean, if it wasn't for the stuff that I've been through, then I wouldn't be me. You know, like
yeah.
I wouldn't be
yeah.
in the situation. You know, so sometimes
absolutely.
It could be. You know, that's how diamonds is created, pressure. You know,
absolutely.
So that pressure,
absolutely.
That turmoil, that, you know, that pain. Like
absolutely.
You can reach from there. And, you know, a lot of that stuff you've seen or been through, you know what it looks like when it's coming your way. You know what I'm saying? Next
mm-hmm.
time, because you've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just remain angry though. Some people just be mad.
I think the anger part comes from people not knowing how to filter those feelings that they're having, or those emotions, or whatever they're dealing with. So anger. Do you know anger is the easiest emotion you can express? It is.
Right.
A person can get pissed quicker than anything. So it's easy for a person to just, like, just go off, you know what I'm saying, opposed to just be happy. You know, I think through experience, you put more work in being happy than it is to become being angry about something. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's how people, you know, kind of put their emotions or their feelings about whatever they're going through into anger, because it's just a easier emotion. You know what I'm saying? I want to ask you this, though, because we kind of talking about letting go of the past. I want to kind of just say, I know we talked about first, you know, in the show, letting go. What would be some good your feedback on letting go, period? Now, we can just say overall, when you're dealing with something and you just don't know how to deal with it anymore, what would be some great tips to give our listeners on letting go of a situation, letting go of a person, letting go of a thing, letting go of a place? You know what I'm saying? What would be some good tips? Outside of what we already spoke about, basically.
Let it go. I would say, maybe just find another outlet. Self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on your, you know, something, you know, some goals or something that you got. You got to
mm-hmm.
put something. You know, sometimes it depends on how severe it is.
That's true too.
That's true too. Yeah, because sometimes
it'd be rough though. Sometimes, you know, especially like what I've seen, some of the roughest things I've seen, it'd be like dealing with women, and it'd be like, you know, one of those situations where, you know, they done been, you know, some type of rape or something, you know what I'm saying? Some a family member touched them or, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like those are the hardest cases I've seen as an adult. But man, like if they don't really let that, it'd be hard for them to let that go. And I can't. And then they don't really want to go to counseling. They don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's embarrassing, I guess, you know. So
it's
like,
embarrassing, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be hard. You know?
And then it goes back to what I was saying, Parsa. It goes back to what I was saying about being judged or how a person going to look at you. You know what I'm saying? Because if a person knew my whole entire history, they would be, like right now I'm working on a book. I'm actually working on a 3-part book. And I'm like, I'm revising it because I actually did it and I actually showed it to one person. This was probably back in 2015. And their response to it was just like, oh, I'm not telling nobody this story. You know what I'm saying? But then I had to go back this year and I'm like, I'm about to put my story out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going through it now because I really don't want to put everything out. Because I do deal with people in a professional, on a professional platform. You feel what I'm saying? Though it may or may not affect it, I don't know. And again, I should not care about what a person say or think. Yes, I know. But as individuals, we actually do. If we care, if we have any type of compassion, we definitely are going to care about how a person look at you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's difficult when you're dealing with severe things, like you say, any type of sexual abuse or any type of rape or anything like that. It's hard for people to really talk about that, you know, but it's healthy if they can kind of have that outlet to kind of release it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't know how long I'm going to be on here, but I do have a few people. And real quick, let me just, I do have a couple more new callers. Again, if you want to chime in the conversation, if you have anything to say, hit your number one. It could just be like, hey, Queen, hey, Ty, or if you want to kind of comment on anything we were saying, just hit your number one. Again, I don't want to just bring you in and But I just want to kind of say that. And again, if you are listening online, okay. And again, if you are on the website, the number is 323-870-4038. I don't see anybody on the chat, but sometimes it do be individuals listening just on the air. But, yep, again,
hello.
If you have...
Howdy, Mom.
Hello. There you go. What's up? I don't know what's up with my phone, Greg. I couldn't get you in today. We had to talk about it, though.
Got him.
It's going.
That's what's up. But,
what's up,
yeah.
Bro? What you doing?
You already know. It's going.
Yeah, Greg showed up for me. He definitely showed up. But Greg, go ahead, because I know you want to kind of give everybody an opportunity to kind of speak, and you wanted to kind of say what you wanted to say. But the topic is letting go of the past, period. And again, it could be about anything. It don't necessarily have to be relationship based. But first, if you want to introduce yourself, say who you are, where you're from, blah blah blah, and just dive in.
Okay, my name is Gregory Jones. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Right now, I'm currently at Richmond Correctional Institution, and you know, me and the homies, you know, they on the line too. They just listening in. They gonna dialogue too. But you know,
okay, that's cool.
Ty was up, Queen was up. You know,
what's up?
I had to recreate myself. So the guy,
so the old
me, that's a shell. You know what I'm saying? That's a shell of the past. You know, the things I used to do, That's part of the old me, the friends that were not the right kind of friends I had to leave in the past. My whole old thought process I had to leave in the past. You know, by recreating myself, I unlocked some gifts too that were inaccessible to me when I was the old me, you know. And
that's what you're definitely going to do. Got to let go and let the old Greg die, let the old Y die, man. And
mm-hmm.
People don't want to accept that sometime all the time either, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, they don't like it when, you know, when they used to something and then it ain't that no more. You know what I'm saying? They think something wrong with you. You know?
Yeah.
So, by me tapping into some new gifts, you know, I'm more future focused. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying yes to new
Hold
friends.
Hold on one second,
with
Greg. Hold on, Greg.
Okay.
Hold on, Greg. 206,
this call
I see
is
you out there. Give
from
me
an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Oh.
206, I see you out there. Is 206, is that one of our people, Greg? Or no? You don't know.
Yeah. Let them die.
Okay,
hard.
Okay.
Let them get in. Everybody, because you know.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. 206, hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Hey. I saw your number one. I didn't know if you had something to say right now, so I brought you in. You could state your name and where you're calling from and just kind of go ahead and chime in, dive on in.
Okay, my name is Ayo. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm calling from Richland Correctional as well. And just to expound on the topic, letting go of the past, period. Is that the topic?
That's exactly what the topic is, yes.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
Thank you for
past.
Calling in. Go ahead.
Let go of the past, it can be hard sometimes. But also,
yeah.
It's necessary in order to grow and to develop. Like, in order to not be stagnant, you have to go through changes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't expect to develop and grow without change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The past, holding on to the past is like a comfort zone. It's like you in your comfort zone when you holding on to the past, because the future holds uncertainties. You don't know what's in the future,
mm-hmm.
so you want to stay where you're comfortable at. People from your past relationships, people you surrounded yourself with.
Yeah.
But oftentimes you outgrow those people.
Yeah, you do.
So you
got to
let go of that. Sometimes it
be
hard. Sometimes it be real hard because you want to stay in that comfort zone.
Parsa, what's your name again?
My name, Ayo.
What's your name again? Ayo, let me ask you a question. So for a person
Ayo.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
I want to ask you a question because you're saying, you know, some people, they have a difficult time letting go.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Yes.
Is that you, AO, or is that Greg? Who is that? Which one is that?
It might be through me, but I'm calling back.
That's you?
Try again, all right?
Okay. Okay. So, Ayo, if you're able to call back, because I want to ask you a question, because the purpose of the show is to help people to get over their past. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to give some type of feedback or advice on helping individuals to let go of certain things. Okay? So if you're able to call back,
I'll see you
when you call back, and then just hit your number one, and I'll bring you back in, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. I think that was him because I did see that 206 number. Yeah, Greg.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you got a little bit more time, Greg. So once you piggyback off of AO and kind of give us some feedback on what would be some good tips on helping individuals to let go.
Thank you for using GPL.
I think that was AO.
Hello?
Yeah,
that's you, Greg. Go ahead.
I had actually let another homie... I had actually let him. I'm sorry. I had actually let another homie listen in on the call. I had gave him the phone so he could see what was going on. So I jumped in on when he said when the homie said 30 seconds. But I'm finish off to what I was saying. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like when I recreated myself, I was able to unlock some gifts that were inaccessible to me when I was the old me. So now by recreating myself, I'm more future focused, and you know, I'm trying to surround myself with new friends.
This call is recorded from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
The new me is trying to, you know, surround myself with.
You got him on speaker, Ty. I got an interference.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't. I get an interference with him on the speaker. Go ahead,
hello.
Greg.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I can hear you now.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Stay with me. Okay, like I was saying, when I recreated myself, you know, I was able to tap into some gifts. So now I need to, you know, tapping to some new friends with integrity-based characteristics, you know what I'm saying, characteristics which is needed to springboard us to a whole new level. So leaving the old me in the past, you know, and going to the new me with better features, I must say, was a good lead. You know, I must say, was a good lead. You know, so, yeah, I just had to leave my old thought process, change my whole... I had to recreate my whole
self.
You
got
to
press
one.
And how did you do that? I guess you're already in AO.
I had to look through a lens and adjust the lens and sit down and just, you know, give me some space. Get in my little zone and my square. Get back to the basics. You know?
That's
once I was able to do that and listen to my inner thoughts, that's how I was able to read. I had to listen to what was inside of me, which is like my instincts.
We also gotta not be able to be tricked though in that situation too.
Did you say tricked?
Yeah, like tricked. Like what I mean by that is like it'd be a lot of people. Like just think about it. Like when dudes get out of them situations, it's just say when we come home from those type of situations, and then you got people who just they want to feed off your energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's like a thing, like, it's almost something to be celebrated, especially in our Black communities, like, he out, you know what I'm saying? But where was you at when I was gone? You see what I'm saying? And then why is it's this party situation or a party state, but if it's an individual who on his way to college in the community or something like that, like, why that ain't celebrated? Why they ain't throwing him no party? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. You know what I'm saying? And then we even fall victim.
This
like,
call
you know,
is originating from an Ohio
correctional
facility and may be recorded
and
monitored.
Saying, oh, man, I can't wait till you get out, man, big homie. Or I can't wait till you get out. Like, how is it that somebody that's free can't elevate themselves? They waiting on somebody that's locked to come home. And you know, those are people you got to stay away from. Like, how are you locked up and you free? How are you locked up and you a free person? And then we kind of fall for it and with a little bit of self-grandeur because we looking at it like, oh, somebody need me. You see what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm this and I'm not. No. Those are the tricks that I'm referring to. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, somebody need me and you free? And how all of a sudden they got something for you? They trying to steal your shine. You home, you out. You know, you got your glow on. Oh, you the hot thing right now. Now everybody want to kick with you. Now everybody want to be with you and all of that. No, where you was at when I was
like
gone?
That.
You know, keep them in their same lane.
Yeah. 206, Parsept Tire. Hold on one second. Hold on, Greg. 206, go ahead, AO. I see you back on. 215, I see you. I'm about to bring you in.
You
206,
have
go ahead. I know
minute.
You.
Remaining.
That might be you, Greg. Go ahead, 206.
No, I'm going to call back on.
Yeah, you can.
No, you
good. I might have to merge you back in, all right?
Yeah, I'm going to merge you back in.
Okay.
All
right, cool. Is you still on here? Go ahead.
All right, you said you, what was the question?
I wanted you to kind of give me 215. I got you. I got you in the queue, so just stand by one second.
206. Okay. I wanted you to kind of give me some feedback on.
So what are you doing?
Or,
I got you 215.
Just stand by 1 second. I got you in the queue, so everything y'all say, we can hear you.
You
so just hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
206, give me your feedback. That's okay. 206, give me your feedback. Let me close your mic real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Don't think that's
206, give me your feedback on.
Thank you for using
you know, tips that can help people to get over their past or letting go of things or whatever the case may be. Like something that you may have done. You don't have to get personal or anything like that, but just give us an idea of what you did or steps you may have gone through to kind of help you let go of something, a situation.
Okay. Well, me personally, what I used to help me let go of a previous relationship was I used new people and positive energy, kept positive people around me.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Kept myself busy, contemplating on what I was gaining by letting that go, and everything that I would be losing by holding on to that. Contemplating on why it would be beneficial to let that go and why it would be detrimental to me to hold on to it. So it was like I
That's
was basically using my logic to help me get over it and let it go.
That's what's up. Hold on, 206. Let me, because I don't know. I don't want to waste you guys' time because I know y'all got like 15 minutes. I'm not sure this is an incarcerated call or not. 215, what's your name and where you calling from?
How you doing? My name is Antonio Stoves. I'm calling from Richmond.
Hey, Antonio.
Also.
Yeah, you was online last week. Hey, how you doing? You gave me some great feedback.
How you
doing,
Antonio?
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm back on here again,
That's
y'all.
That's good.
So,
yeah, okay.
What's the topic for today?
Go ahead. The topic is letting go of the past, period. What's your thoughts?
Discuss
on
anything
it?
Along them lines.
Yeah, it don't have to necessarily be relationship based, but you can kind of give some positive feedback. You can give us an example of something that a process you use to get over something, or just positive advice on this topic.
Well, okay. Well, I'm gonna start by, in the sense of being incarcerated, I'm gonna start by for a lot of individuals who not only been incarcerated, but for individuals who may not be incarcerated who have felonies. Know, let go of the simple fact that you made a mistake and you got a felony, but you can still defeat the odds and overcome that and still become successful in life. So,
that's
something I want to let go, and I want a lot of people to let go also.
That's what's up.
It's to the point now where sometimes some people feel if you have a felony, your life is over with. You can't get a good job.
Yeah.
You can't become a business owner, or you can't, which is untrue. You can still prosper and become successful with the felony
Absolutely.
Or after incarceration.
Absolutely.
So,
and I was just trying to go ahead.
I'm telling you, make sure while you're in there, you take advantage of the facility. You know what I'm saying? And if it's not the facility that you can take advantage of, because them places are rehabilitation centers for a reason. You know, like the stuff is in there. If you can actually come
right
out
now,
and be in a better, if you could be in a better position than people in the streets, something. But you got to take advantage of the program.
You kind of low, Ty.
Talk
a little bit.
You got to take
advantage
of the
program
and stuff like that. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No,
they'll put everything in there. They'll put everything in there to distract you.
Right.
They'll put everything
in
there to distract you. Yeah.
Right. And I just want, like I say, I want everybody to let go of that because you can still become somebody. As far as the rehabilitation factor of being incarcerated, me, myself, I participated in every program that's offered to us, and I'm starting my own program also. I got two programs that I'm getting off the ground right now. You know?
That's
so
what's
I just want to lead by example. And when I get back to the community, I will lead by example. I will be an asset. So,
I'm just listening right now.
sure.
That's
for sure. I just wanted everybody to say I'm missing you. Checking it out.
Go ahead.
His mother's on the line. I'm so proud of this.
Okay.
I got to tune into you guys. I've also was incarcerated at one point, and now I'm not rich or nothing, but I had to change my way of thinking. I had to change some of the people I was around. Yes, and I started letting go of God, which is so important. God is very important in growth.
And may be recorded and monitored.
Hello.
Yes, I stopped beating up on myself. I tried to make amends to my son. I kept trying to live in the past. Yeah, and I said, wait a minute, I'm this new person. I had a new outlook on life. I did the best I could as far as trying to make amends for my son, which we got an excellent bond now.
That's
what
I'm saying.
But I had to look ahead.
You got
to
start with yourself. Your self is most
important.
Got
to start with myself. Yes.
You have to. Yes. Self is. Go ahead. Who is that? You, Antonio?
Antonio?
No, this is Greg. This is Greg on the phone. I'm listening to his mother. Yeah,
oh, hey, Greg.
Everything.
Okay.
I agree with y'all. Yeah. Yeah, I had to merge into another way, you know.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Tony must got cut off. No, he's still there.
Yeah, he's still here.
I'm
about to call through another number.
That's cool. 206.
Oh, and I think this is awesome what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate that too, Queen. So, and hopefully we can continue to let this elevate more and more, because we want to, you know, show people that y'all, you know, think God here are still optimistic and are still growing and developing mentally. So, you know.
This call is
and
originating
that's my whole
from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
That's my whole goal, is to give individuals an outlet to dialogue about a lot of things. Like, I really don't censor my channel. It's something that I just don't have an interest in. But if you want to talk about it, definitely just talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But this is a topic that I think everybody needs to kind of, like, build on or converse about, because it's important. You know what I'm saying? I had mentioned it earlier, like, if we're on this radio show right now, we are our past. So whatever we went through back then, it helped us to be who we are today. You know what I'm saying? So
Antonio's
mom, don't
Antonio, my name's Antonio.
Antonio, that is so cute. Antonio, don't beat yourself up on something that you've been through, because you were supposed to go through that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it made me the woman that I am today. Yes.
Absolutely.
And I like to express to the young, to the ones that's incarcerated or the ones that might have just came home, they got to let go of that street mentality. You got to put that behind. You got to let go of that. Because I've sit and I listen to some of the young guys, and that's why they're constantly repeating what they're, you know, repeated cycle. Because they feel, I can't do that. I'm a gangster, and can't nobody look at me wrong. And, I mean, they got to let that go. Let that go.
But it's so hard. Antonia, it's so hard because it's what they know. You feel what I'm saying? Like
it's
Ty
what
mentioned.
They know.
Ty, you still on the air? Like
Ty mentioned.
Like when they're in there, they need to take advantage of those resources.
This
I'm not putting nobody out.
From an Ohio correctional facility, and may be recorded and monitored.
I'm not putting nobody out that's on this call. But when they're in there, they have to utilize those resources. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I've known guys that have been in jail for 15 years and didn't even get their GED. You feel what I'm saying? Because they just doing
things. Yes,
but
yes.
But you have to utilize.
Take advantage of it. Yes, take advantage of it.
You have.
Yes.
You do. Absolutely. Because like
this is so awesome.
You know,
I'm going to have to do this with you again.
And maybe recorded.
And then everything that's out here on the street, they got it in there. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same silly dudes from your neighborhood. You know, video games in there.
And then you know what? We got to pay
video
more
games
money
in
out
there.
Here. Some
you
of,
have
mm-hmm.
1 minute
yes.
remaining.
They do. Absolutely.
So,
and
so
then
whoever
we have
you
to
are,
pay for.
Mm-hmm. Tony, you got to say goodbye.
Whoever you are out there on the street, you gonna be the same person in the joint. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree.
A follower, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, if you're a weed head or whatever, you know what I'm saying? All of that stuff is accessible in there. You can do the same goofy stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
Or you can get tired of it. And I do believe that's when people make the change. Like, you can get tired. I got three now.
Thank you for
and
you.
I look at it.
Boy, do I know.
And see
absolutely.
The difference in me and who I was, and then on that last one, it just kind of clicked. You know, I remember when I used to have a state of mind, like, oh, I don't fuck the police, and excuse my language, you know, all of this. But actually, on that last one, like, that's who I, you know, networked with. Actually, these are the guys with jobs, the staff. These are the guys.
Thank you for using
right. You got around the winners.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was the staff barber. You know, I networked with the staff. And I actually got connections with them out here now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they ain't did nothing to me. I put myself in there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's a way of thinking. It's a way of life. But like I said, the facilities got what you need. Or if they don't, you need to move and go to another one. They literally threw me out. Like, you can't do nothing else down here. Look, you got to go. They got me the staff barber job. Like, you got to go. Because I was throwing a lot of alarm clocks in the graveyard, like, even in that barbering program, you know, like, I'm talking to the, you know, apprentices, as they was calling them in there, and I'm like, you got your license? They're like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, you know, this is how you get your instructor license, what they got you doing down here. So, like, ask them to take a corporate program to where you can get your instruction license. Like, you know, then they wanted me out of them type of facility. They wanted me away from them guys. Like, this dude knows too much. He's telling them too much. He's waking them up. And you can really come home in a good position. Like you talk to them counselors. Like, a lot of guys, you can come home licensed and bonded from the state. You come home licensed and bonded from them institutional facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could do the same job as somebody who got a degree, now the person with that degree, they're going to have to pay them. So who you think they're going to get a job to? Somebody who ensured that they don't have the degree, they could pay me less. You know what I'm saying? They have to pay that person all that money. So people with those degrees and stuff are getting upset because of the type of stuff people are coming out of them institutions with. But you got to be woke to even participate. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of opportunities in here. You just got to take advantage of it.
Oh, for
and
sure.
You got to network people. You got to stay relevant.
Because
you know?
It's not going to last for long because people be mad about it. And they be on it, too.
I need you to click out right quick one time.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, Tony, you didn't tell them goodbye. You didn't tell them you were signing off. Or...
Go ahead, Antonio.
No, he could come over here and holler on his phone.
Okay, it's 2:06.
Tony, you
on?
But yeah, though, like we, like I said, I'm about to get ready to sign off for the evening. But I appreciate it, Queenie, and we gonna continue to promote it and get other younger dudes and get a lot of people, you know, calling in from the streets and calling in from here. So
I appreciate that. Yes, I definitely appreciate that.
Yes, and all I appreciate
right,
you
yeah.
also.
Thank you, Antonia. I like that name. That's cute. Yeah. All right.
Likewise.
I'll talk to you soon. Absolutely. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Queen.
All right. Okay. All right. Greg, you still on?
Yeah, I'm just listening. You know, I ain't got too much dialogue.
Oh.
You know, I'm just listening. I listen more than
that's
I speak.
Cool. All right. That's cool. Antonio, did you want to chime in? Did he hang up?
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see Antonia. I mean, Antonia, he has to keep going.
Yeah, he wants to. And I like what's going on. I like what I'm hearing. You know, it's very interesting.
That's cool. Yeah, me and Ty was chopping it up earlier.
We actually put together 10 more topics, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up.
We actually
have been
brainstorming on some more topics, so you know, so to keep it going.
That's what's up. That's what's up. 216-312. Again, I'm not sure who you are. If you're just a listener, cool. But if you want to kind of chime in on the conversation, we're talking about actually all my 216s because I got 216 in
this
the building.
Call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
If you want to chime in on the conversation, if you want to speak to myself or the co-host, just hit your number one on your phone, and I will kind of bring you. I'll know to bring you in. I don't want to just bring you in. But yeah, today's topic is letting go of the past. Period. Letting go of the past. Period. I want to take a quick break, right quick, because I need to take me a quick swig of water. So give me one second. I'm going to take a quick break. I know, right? So I'll be back in a second.
Yeah, man. Hey, what's up?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Just staying focused, man. You know, just trying to link up with the little homies in here and, you know, just try to make a positive movement and, you know, just stay relevant, you know?
What are you doing? Okay,
yes,
welcome back to the show, everybody. The topic today is letting go of the past, period. I had a few people online, and I wanted to kind of say something real quick. 206, I see I got you back in, Antonia, Antonio's mom. If you want me to bring you back in, hit your number one. I got you. I want to kind of give you guys an exercise to do. I want to do it right now while I have a few people on, because close towards to the end, you guys may not be on. But there's an exercise everybody can do to help you get over things. Like, if you're not a person that can talk to
this
individuals.
This call is originally from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
If you're not able to, this is just my tip to help you get over a situation or a person, place, or thing again. What you can do is write it. Write it down. And there's several ways you can do it. Now, everybody won't be able to burn it, but there's what you can do. If you have, just say you have 20 people that you have an issue with. It can be 20 people, 10 people, 5 people. What you would do is you're going to write down, you're going to write a letter to this person. You're just going to write it to this person, tell them how you feel, whatever you got going on, just put it on paper. Because in your mind, it's going to just stay there. But once you, if you're not able to talk about it, just put it on paper. And there's three things you can do with it. You can either bury it, you can either burn it, and you can seal it in the envelope and never open it up. Now, when it comes to burying, I would say for just say like if it's something that someone that transitioned or passed on, you can write them a letter, take it to the cemetery, and bury it under your headstone. That's like a letter to them. But if something that you really want to get rid of that's real deep, write it. Put it on paper and just burn it. Burn it and just get rid of the ashes. Or you can always write that letter, seal it, and never open it up. I had a friend that passed that was very close to me. He passed back in 2016. And he was incarcerated. And I felt bad because he was writing the letters and I was never responding to his mail. And he ended up dying in jail. So what I did was the night before
remaining.
What I did was the night before his funeral, I wrote him a long letter. I just wrote and wrote and wrote. It might have been 30 pages long. And I put it in his coffin. You know what I'm saying? And that was my closure. That was definitely my closure, because everybody can't talk. But when you write it, and I'm not necessarily saying in a journal, but when you write it down and get rid of it, that's a way of releasing. So that's an exercise, everybody. If you're listening, if you got something that you want to kind of get rid of, if it's something that's been heavy on your heart, your mind, or whatever for years, write it down. Either burn it, bury it, seal it in the envelope, and never open it up. You can seal it in the envelope and give it to somebody to keep. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, you might want to kind of hold on to it. I guess that's why I'm on staff, I guess. But if it's something that you're not quite ready to let go of, but you need to release it, that's the whole purpose.
Thank you for using GTL.
But if you want to kind of take it to someone that transitioned, or if you just want to bury it in your yard, boom, just put it in your yard. But if you ever want to get rid of it, just burn it. Trust me, it works. I've been doing it for a while now. So that's just my little exercise I wanted to tell everybody to kind of use.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good right there, though. Yeah.
Yep.
On the closet
mm-hmm.
side with
this call
the,
is originally from an Ohio correctional facility
and
may be recorded and monitored.
Especially for, like, the inmates, like I say about it, you know, they can't burn it or anything, but they can definitely mail it, and then they can either mail it to their loved ones and do the burying for them, or they can even do the burning for them if they trust them not to read it because it's their thoughts. You know what I'm saying? But writing is so... That's such a therapy. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be an author to write. You just get it out your mind.
and putting it on paper. But I want everybody to kind of do that. You don't have to necessarily do it tonight, but I want everybody to kind of do that and then hit me up and let me know how it made you feel. You know what I'm saying? Because you're releasing something. And trust me, this exercise, it does wonders, man. I'm telling you. But 206, did you want to speak? Did you have anything else to say? Chime in on the conversation.
Yes. I was just looking at the topic and approaching it from a different perspective. Instead of letting go of the past, how about embracing the past and holding on to it, forgiving but not forgetting? That way, you know, you always remember what happened.
Absolutely.
You'll be on guard.
And that goes back.
You'll
go ahead. Next
time not
go
to
ahead.
Fall for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll fall next time not to fall for that, and you learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you can't change it. It's in the past, but embrace it and learn from it and grow from it.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually what Ty and I were speaking about earlier, because I actually said those exact words, like, you know, embrace your past, because that's who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you don't have to regret anything you go through. Life is lessons. Life is experience. If you're not learning from the lessons and you're not embracing those experiences, you're really just going day to day for real. You're not progressing in any type of way. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I definitely agree with that. Because we all have a past, good or bad. But downtown, most of us have something in our past that's been very difficult for us to deal with. You know what I'm saying? So that's everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think not one single person is like, man, I've had this perfect upbringing. No, again, because nothing is perfect. You know, but everybody is dealing with something. You hear about these folks that have money that's dealing with depression and things like that. Like, they
have
people as humans.
Remaining.
As humans, we have to have a past. You know what I'm saying? Have to have that bad stuff to make us who we are. You got that yin and that yang.
Right.
You got to have that balance. Everything is not going to be good. You got to have that good and that bad to balance out your life. Absolutely.
And to build character.
Absolutely. Yes.
Greg, you still on? From the Ohio Correctional Facility and may be recorded and monitored.
No, Greg,
I want to just kind of give everybody opportunity.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Can you
hear me?
Okay,
I've been listening definitely the things that I've been through been building my character to who I am today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And actually, you know, I think experience is the best teacher from what I've been through. You know, from all the trials and tribulations I've been through, I learned how to recreate myself to a better me, with better features. You know what I'm saying? So,
thank you for using GTL.
You hear me?
Absolutely. You have to. And then another thing, too, guys, we got to teach. We have to teach and educate others. You know, we get frustrated dealing with situations, but in order for us to build a better community, in order for us to build better families, we have to educate and show others that we can kind of, we've done it before, basically. You know what I'm saying? Teach them how to get through things. Teach them how to approach and address different problems. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely let's teach our children, teach and even our adult children. It's not just the young ones, it's our adult children too. You know what I'm saying? So definitely y'all. So don't nobody else have, you got anybody else in there want to speak, Greg? I'm trying to give everybody an opportunity to speak before I wrap it up in a short while.
I had a little homie, he just took off and stuff, you know what I'm saying? He probably listening right now. I don't know if he spoke, but his name is Juvie. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see the name.
You know
I just see the number. That's cool.
Ty, did you want to chime in on another part of the topic or add on another way?
I've just been listening because, you know, I could go on for days. I'm trying to let somebody else drive and listen and, you
know,
get a little bit of feedback from the other mothers. And, you know, it's pretty interesting.
Cool.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, a lot of these dudes, when I be approaching them, talking about, you know what I'm saying, communication, they be like, we kind of locking up, they be nervous. And stuff. I'm like, I ain't meant to be nervous about, you know what I'm saying, because conversation rules the nation. You know what I'm saying? You can communicate with anybody, you know what I'm saying? You can open up other doors and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get them into the mood of being able to just speak, you know what I'm
saying? Speak what's on your heart, man. Yeah. Speak what's on your heart.
And then they
all be
saying, mhm. It's hard to get individuals to kind of open up, but they are let them know that they're not on camera. So
right.
But Antonio, because he was a little nervous last week.
Freeze up on that camera.
I think that's why I like radio. I like radio because it is a straight up conversation. You know, when you do video, the person not really paying attention to what you're saying anyway, because they paying attention to your background. They paying attention to what you look like, what you're wearing. So they're not really listening to the conversation. You feel what I'm saying? So the radio, to me, it's a little different. They're going to be able to embrace it and engage more so than on the video. But, yeah, that's cool. It's no pressure. We doing radio every Saturday at 7 o'clock. We trying to come up. We actually do have some fresh new topics, you know, every Saturday at 7 o'clock. What I do want to give everybody an opportunity before we get up out of here, if you have any type of business, any new product, anything coming up, anything you want to kind of just promote, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to do that. So, 206, do you got anything going on that you want to kind of let people know about? I think he off. He might be off the air. What about you, Greg? You got anything going on? Do you want to come up?
It might be call time.
I'm listening. He's talking about me.
No.
Yeah,
he's talking about 206.
Oh, yeah, I see my homies, they listening, so it look like they on the phone, so I don't know.
Yeah. But, Greg, if you got anything that you want to promote that you got going on, give you a few minutes to speak about it.
Oh, no, you know, we just continue to build in and, you know, you could be coming soon, you know, see the book, you know.
Okay.
We can't get Queen Publishing, so, you know.
King Queen Publishing, LLC.
You know. Yeah. Hello?
Okay.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Coming soon, G. You know, with the King and Queen Publishing being the step up, being the draft, some more separate books coming under King and Queen Publishing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and with Queen and myself,
mm-hmm.
so yeah. And then some other stuff coming behind that that's already done, that's in the making, but I'm going to just, you know, let them pop up on their own.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, being
on
a home, we just
ain't
here building all these copies.
I got you. Ty, you got anything?
No, I ain't really got too much to add.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oh, you're cool.
Yeah, this was great. I'm on the freeway trying to
get it. Okay. Well, everybody kind of know what I do, so I ain't
Are you talking about on the business side? Yeah. Here by headquarters. Here by headquarters in the building. Extensions on deck.
That's what I'm saying.
216-224-0437.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Get your hair from Ty. Check out G coming out soon from Kitty Queen Publishing. And 206. Again, anybody else you want to say something before I get up out of here? Hit your number one, please. Hit your number one. So I'll know.
Press one.
If not, hit your number one on your phone. Okay. I don't have anybody else. So the next show will be, what's today, the 14th, the 21st? The 21st,
what,
I think that's
the week. What are we talking about? What's the topic?
It's for, the next topic is forgiveness. The next topic is going to be forgiveness. Same time every Saturday at 7 o'clock, different topic. Ty, I'll see you in the next
one.
Just let me know. Who's that?
For sure. 206? Yeah, 206. I'm on here. My wife, she's been on the line with me. She just chose not to speak. But she was telling me about an exercise that they did similar to writing a letter and then burying it. Something that we could do here is just write it on some toilet paper and flush it.
I like that one.
Yeah, so I'ma definitely try. I'ma do it.
Definitely do that. So
Ohio Correctional Facility. And may be recorded and monitored.
And 206, if you had anything that you wanted to promote, any type of business, any type of whatever you got going on, if your wife has something going on, you can leave it a couple minutes to go ahead and promote that if you want it.
At this time, currently, no, but maybe next week, who knows, maybe.
Okay, that's cool.
I'll definitely be chiming in next week as well.
Okay, that's cool. So every Saturday, like I say, every Saturday at 7 o'clock, we will be on the air. Definitely invite people to kind of chime in on the conversation. Also, the next week's topic is going to be forgiveness. We're going to talk about forgiveness. You know, so that's for you guys to kind of be prepared for that. Yeah. And I think that's pretty much it. But I definitely appreciate everybody chiming in and supporting the Queen. I did have a rough time last week. I did a show by myself for the whole first hour. But Greg did come in and ask me to check it out. So that was what's up. Right? That was crazy. But I definitely appreciate it.
I appreciate this outlet to vent and you know, just to have a dialogue and speak on different topics.
Absolutely.
So I'm definitely supporting it and appreciate it.
Yes. And I'm always looking for topics. So if you have some topics, let me know. I can be reached on social media, Enigmatic Wave Radio was my station name. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, but I am on Instagram and Facebook. And my email is enigmaticwaveradio@gmail.com. Enigmatic is E-N-I-G-M-A-T-I-C. Wave Radio.
Okay.
So check me out. Let me know if you have any topics, if somebody want to kind of co-host or whatever the case may be. Right now, Ty being my little sidekick, so I've greatly been appreciating him for that. Other than that, if nobody else has anything to say, I thank you all again. And don't forget that exercise. We all want to do that exercise. And AO, I like that for guys that's incarcerated with the toilet paper. That's what's up. I like that one. That's pretty cool. I'm going to have to add that in when I kind of like, you know, talk to other folks about releasing.
I'm gonna let the brothers
like
here know.
That was all the way with the bless you. That's a great way. Yeah. Yep.
Well, until the next time, y'all, I had my mama been on the air, and I wanted to play this one song, but out of respect of my mom, I would not play that song. So, so we just gonna kind of, you know, I got to respect my mom. So with that being said, I'm going to end the show with, I think this one right here. All right. Y'all can listen to it again once it's down. But again, thank you for supporting the queen. I'll check you guys out next week.
All right.
Could it be you calling me down, down?
All right, babe.
My foolish heart turns out the stars. All that I have is all that you see. You don't need nobody else, and you're putting this all on me. Forgive me.
There's a time and a place for all this. This is not the place for all this. Is there a reason why you're saying all this? And can we talk about it later? I've got to right my wrongs. With you is where I belong. You've been down from the go. Recognition's what you want, and it's something that I should know. Something that I should know. All the things that you went through, girl, I never meant to put you through it twice. No, tell me, how can I right my wrongs?
Could it be you calling me down, 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 down? My foolish heart turns out the stars. All that I have is all that you see. You don't need nobody else, and you're putting this all on me. Forgive me.
Say you don't need nobody else. Feels like you don't got me, so you feel like you've been by yourself. I've been feeling kinda down myself. I've been going through it as well. Girl, I guess time will tell. That's a problem, I ain't got any left. There's some things I can't help, but you will make the time for me. Hope isn't that something that I should know. Something that I should know. All the things that you went through, girl, I never meant to put you through it twice. No, tell me, how can I right my wrong? That's something that I should know. All the things that we've been through, girl, I never meant to put you through it twice. No, no.
Could it be you calling me down, 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 down? My foolish heart turns out the stars. All that I am is all that you see. You don't need nobody else.